with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Donald Trump is returning to the nation's capital to kick off days of pageantry to herald his second inauguration as president.
The president-elect will leave his Florida home Saturday and fly to the nation's capital. He'll attend an evening reception and fireworks show at Trump National Golf Club in Sterling, Virginia. On Sunday, Mr. Trump is scheduled to participate in a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery before heading to a rally at the Capital One Arena in Washington. On Monday, he'll be sworn in as the 47th president inside the U.S. Capitol because of the cold weather. Bernie Bennett for Inauguration 2025.
Texas Senator John Cornyn says he's optimistic the Senate will get a chance to confirm scores of highly qualified Trump judicial nominations like it did during his first term.
And I'm particularly excited about the fact that we were able to confirm three new Supreme Court justices. I think President Trump will have a chance to fill one or two more seats on that court before he's through, which is going to be a permanent legacy.
Senator Cornyn told the Salem Radio Network this week that the second Trump term will also end the weaponization of the Justice Department that was seen during the Biden administration. He says that will start with new leadership at the FBI. Donna Werner reports on snow and bitter cold in the Northeast.
National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison.
It's going to be, the Central Appalachians, the Mid-Atlantic, and up into New England as we go into the day on Sunday and through Sunday night. And we are going to be looking at areas west of the I-95 corridor from Washington, D.C., through New York City and up towards Boston. The areas north and west of these locations are going to be looking at as much as 6 inches of snowfall.
But Orison says the Arctic air coming from Canada is expected to be some of the coldest air of the season.
That is correspondent Donna Warder reporting, and this is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports there's some good news for pro-life groups in Canada.
The resignation of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and an order for new elections has killed all current bills on the agenda for the Canadian Parliament. That includes a measure promoted by Trudeau that would have stripped tax-exempt charitable status from any pro-life organization or Christian ministry that advocated against abortion. Meanwhile, pro-lifers are hoping the Conservatives will win in the Canadian elections, ending years of liberal hostility toward the unborn. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism is on the rise in Australia again. Lawmen in Sydney say two synagogues were defaced with anti-Semitic graffiti this month, hard on the heels of several similar incidents in Australia to end last year. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is condemning these latest attacks, saying they are abhorrent and need to stop, and says, quote, Australia is a better place than this. This is SRN News. The Detroit Lions, one of the NFL's worst teams for much of its 90-year history, are now Super Bowl favorites for the first time ever, and the long-suffering fans there are loving every minute of it. Lions All-Pro safety Kirby Joseph says he thinks the team has a chance of stealing the title of America's team right away from the Dallas Cowboys.
The Cowboys are America's team, but I guess we're America's favorite. You know what I'm saying? Like, really, it's just so much love, so much love and support. Like, so again, like, I'll be having fans come up to me. But, man, I've been a fan since, 19, 32. So, they've been fans for, a long time, and they always bleed in us.
Detroit will kick off a potential run to its first league title since 1957 against the Washington Commanders tonight at Ford Field, the hottest ticket in Motown, and the NFL for that matter. The average ticket price, $836. More at srnnews.com.